Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In this episode, I'm going to help you figure out why what you say doesn't make any sense. Why am I doing that? Because most of the leaders that I've worked with in my career think that what they say is clear. And we all know that it's often not. But why is it that we don't catch it and everybody else does? What I'm going to cover with you today are four possibilities that may contribute to you being confusing without you even knowing about it, and a couple of simple ways to move forward and fix it. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. We're in our eighth season. This is episode number 334. I can't believe I've done this many episodes. The episodes are short, as you know. If you're new to the podcast, it's just me talking to you about ways to become an intentional communicator, how you can speak and communicate with impact. And it's based on three books. The book Brief that I wrote 10 years ago, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. The second book, Noise, which is about living and leading when nobody can focus. The environment that we're communicating in is very noisy. And then upcoming this fall, available for pre-order, called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. If you go online and you just Google it, if you go to Quiet Works, the book, you can find some stuff there. If you go to quiet-works, some information on those programs. But yeah, it's available for pre-order. So if you go to Amazon or any Barnes & Noble or Target or whatever those outlets might be, if you just Google it, you'll find it, and it's available for pre-order. I really, really would love for you to order and pre-order and spread the word, because it's going to be a big deal, because it's what's missing in the workday. And to be an exceptional communicator requires you not only to have brief skills, not only to recognize how noisy the environment is and how you cut through the clutter, but the importance of quiet time to prepare before you communicate. And what I'm going to talk about today is, I think, something that many people struggle with, but few of them recognize as an issue. And what is that? What you said just didn't make any sense. But in my head, it made sense. And I thought when I said it out loud, it didn't make any sense. It made sense. But it didn't make any sense. The people we're talking to are listening and going, that doesn't make any sense. It's confusing. Why? And if you think about this, a lot of stories come to mind of moments where I'm talking to somebody and they're confusing. And one of the ones that come to mind was, I'm talking to a physician. And I'm knee-deep in this conversation. The physician's going on and on and on. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And this person is completely oblivious to the fact that I have no idea what they're talking about. And they're just going on and on. And this has to do with my health. Now, granted, it was just a sort of a routine checkup. It wasn't anything serious. Obviously, if it was serious, I would sort of raise my hand and say, I don't know what you're saying. Am I liver die kind of thing? But it wasn't that. It was fairly a mundane checkup at the doctor, but they're talking and I just don't know what they're saying. And this could be a mechanic. You go have your car fixed. Think about how many times people are getting their car fixed and they're saying this, that, and the other thing. And you're like, I don't know, you're talking to a lawyer. Maybe it's a doctor. Maybe it's a specialist. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's your boss. Could be all of the above and more. And you're like, I don't know what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense. But they keep on talking. Why am I talking about this? Because what makes perfect sense to you doesn't make any sense to me. But you don't know that. You think it makes sense to everybody. And we do this. We all do this. And none of us thinks that we're confusing. And in working with CEOs over the year, in working with commanders and senior military leaders and government officials and the whole host of people, I've never, and this is a very strong statement I'm going to say, I've never met a leader who doesn't think they were clear. I'm going to say that again. I've never met a leader who doesn't think they're not clear. They all think that they're clear. And we know from experience, they're not. They're not. And what's the risk? I mean, there's so many risks if you're confusing and you don't know it. I mean, certainly you lost me. I didn't hear what you said. It went in one ear and out the other. That's one risk. And the list is super long. I mean, I don't trust you anymore because I don't believe what you're saying because I don't know what you're saying. I start tuning out and listening to less, maybe nothing. I certainly start thinking less of the person. If you're talking to someone and you're confusing them, they don't think better of you. At best, they think the same, probably think less or worse of you. Because confusing a person is not fun. To be confused by somebody in a conversation, your brain is working overtime. You've heard this concept of the elusive 600. I've shared it with you. It's in the book Brief. It's in the book Noise. It's in the book Quiet Works. It's a powerful concept shared to me by a woman named Sharon Ellis, who's a great communication consultant. And it's basically that your brain's going 750 words per minute. We speak 150 words per minute. So the brain is going 600 words faster than you can speak. Well, in that elusive 600, when you're confusing a person, it's they're thinking all the things that I just said and more. I don't trust you. I'm going to tune you out. I don't get it. I don't know where you're coming from. Your reputation starts to take a hit. Credibility. It's a waste of time, effort, energy, attention. It's just bad. So what do you do? Right? It's an issue. But you coming into this podcast made me think, well, it's an issue for other people, not for me. Absolutely, it's an issue for you. It's an issue for me. I say stuff that I think makes perfect sense, and the person who heard it says this doesn't make any sense. Even preparing this podcast, I'll just share with you. If you've been listening for a while, you kind of get to know me. I'm doing this podcast for you. I'm not doing it for my health and notoriety. I have to schedule these things. I have to prepare for them. And I have to think about topics that would help you. But more importantly, I got to take time in quiet to prepare them. And sometimes my preparation's really good, and sometimes it's not that good. The way I organize it, I'll share with you how I do this. I take out a brief map. If you don't know what it is, go on the website at thebrieflab.com and go to resources and download a brief map. It's a tool that I designed 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. It's a mind map. It's a way of organizing information. I organize all my podcasts on a brief map. I create an executive summary of the content, everything I'm going to say. I don't write a script. I have an outline of things I'm going to say. Sometimes those outlines are excellent. Sometimes they're not. And it's wishful thinking for me to think that when I don't prepare well, that it makes sense to you. Your brain's still trying to put it together. And when I do prepare and I do organize and I do deliver, it's clearer. It's more cogent. It makes sense to you. But that's not always the case. It's just not. So if you're talking to your boss and your boss hasn't had time to think about stuff, it starts blurting out a bunch of things. Your brain's trying to reorganize it and make sense of it. And it's confusing. If a person is speaking with no context, you're talking to a specialist. So here are some possibilities that I want you to explore. There are four of them. There may be more, but these are the top four that I've come up with that may explain why that just doesn't make sense. One is that you're giving a person way too much information. In our way of explaining this, teaching this, is we talk about level one, level two, and level three detail. Level one information is the most essential information, which something is concise and clear. Level two makes it clearer, but longer. And level three detail is the clearest, but it's the longest. If you start mixing all those levels of detail together, and you're giving a person too much information, it's likely that it won't make sense. It'll be too confusing. It's excessive. So the amount of information is excessive. That's one possibility. Second possibility is that you're speaking a different language. And I don't mean like Spanish to English or French to Italian or Chinese to Russian. Not like that. I'm talking about technical language. Like if you're an IT person, you're talking to a business unit leader, or if you're a field grade officer and you're talking to somebody from the State Department, if you are a cryptocurrency expert and you're talking to somebody in commercial banking, you're talking different languages. Now, that different language, like I mentioned, talking to the physician. Well, certainly, I'm not a physician. I didn't go to med school. That person went to med school. They think everybody knows what, you know, the difference between an appendix and a gallbladder and your esophagus versus your, you know, whatever. I can't even think of another word because so much I don't know about medicine. But you're speaking a different language. Are you even aware that you're speaking a different language? Can you change it up? Can you come up with different words that are more easily understood? If you're speaking a technical language, it's likely that it's going to be confusing because I don't know what the words mean. This happens with fields of specialty all over the place, from construction to law to medicine to cyber, you name it. You're speaking a different language. That might be the second possibility. The third one is you're giving the right information. It's just in the wrong order. And one of the things that we're teaching at the Brief Lab about being an intentional communicator is this. Order matters. Sequences matter. There's a right and wrong flow to information. In a recent podcast, if you haven't heard it, I recommend. In fact, I urgently suggest that you listen to it. The podcast is called Comedy is Like Clarity, something like that. I think I did about a month ago. And in that podcast, I talk about comedians. And I use the example of a guy named John Mulaney, who's a comedian and he was a comedy writer. And him and his discovery of get to the point in comedy is very sequential. And he had the sequence wrong. He was meandering and getting to the funny part at the end or like in the middle. The premise was in the middle. And this other comedian stopped him and says, "You're bombing because you got to start with the point. Get to the point. Tell them the premise and then how you came to that premise." And what we teach at the Brief Lab is clarity is like comedy because sequences matter. You might have the right information. It just might be in the wrong order. And we call this an executive summary. An executive summary starts with what is the point? Why does it matter? Some information and a so what. So it's a what, why, info, so what sequence that you have to put it in that order to make it easier for people to follow you. And what that does is it makes things less confusing. So one of the possibilities, the third one is, you got the right information, it's just in the wrong order. And finally, one of the possibilities why you're confusing is they may not agree. Right? I'm confused because I don't know why you would think that. And it doesn't make sense to me. So for example, you're talking to a coworker and they make a recommendation, and that recommendation is completely different with the way you would do it. You might be confused because you don't agree. Now, in that particular case, you might have the right amount of information, you're speaking the right language, the right order, but the person, in this case, you, doesn't agree. And when you don't agree with the person, you don't understand their rationale. It just doesn't dawn on you why a person would do it that way versus your way. Now, there may be 50 more reasons why things don't make sense, but those are the top four that I've thought in preparation for this podcast. Too much information, you're speaking a different language, right information, wrong order, and finally, fundamental disagreements or different perspectives on the information, on the recommendation or the idea. Now, when you look at that, I want you to understand that it's hard. It's hard to be consistently clear. It's hard to be consistently concise. And it's super easy. Without us even knowing it, it's easy for us to be confusing. It just is. Was that clear? Just saying.